Following yesterday's storm, the focus returns to wind and cold across the area. Temperatures moving right through this first weekend of 2018 will be well below seasonable levels. In terms of the snow yesterday, it was a moderate to heavy snowstorm across our area. Snow amounts were heaviest east of the Hudson River, and there were a lot of spots across western Massachusetts, Connecticut, and even the lower Hudson Valley that picked up around a foot of snow from that fast-moving blizzard as it rapidly deepened to our east late yesterday into last night. Now the focus is the cold again, as we are looking ahead to very likely the coldest weather of the winter so far, settling in for tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. One other thing I'll mention, if you perhaps are looking on an app on your phone or maybe looking at the National Weather Service website, some of you are seeing a winter weather advisory, and about 98% of the time, a winter weather advisory means there's snow and or ice coming. In this case, it's not about a storm that's coming. It's more about blowing and drifting of snow. When we have these winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour, a very powdery snow on the ground, the wind can actually pick up the snow, lift it into the air, reduce visibility at times, and also blow some of that snow back onto the road. So don't think about that winter weather advisory meaning there's a storm coming. It just means there's potential for some blowing and drifting of snow. And now back to the cold with wind chill warnings in effect across much of our area. We're talking about wind chills that will be between about 15 below zero and as cold as 40 below zero coming up tonight, right through the day tomorrow. Now, in terms of actual air temperatures, we're going to be below zero across our area tonight. And then tomorrow, daytime highs are likely to stay below zero north and west of Albany. We'll be right around zero in the capital region. A little forecasting rule of thumb for Albany. It's pretty tough to have a complete day not go above zero, so we'll see how that plays out tomorrow. Area south of Albany will make it up into the single digits. Tomorrow night, we're well below zero, and if the wind switches off a little bit, I can see Albany getting down to 15 below zero tomorrow night. A little bit less cold on Sunday, with temperatures bouncing back into the teens. A disturbance arrives Sunday night into Monday that could bring us another round of some light snow, meaning a couple of inches, something along those lines, not a big snowstorm. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some snow showers, especially in the mountains. Windy, very cold, with lows in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some snow showers, especially in the mountains. Windy and very cold, highs 0 to 15 below zero. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some snow showers, windy and cold with lows in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some snow showers, windy and very cold, high 0 to 15 below zero. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and cold, low 5 below 0 to 5 above 0. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and cold, with highs in the single digits. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and very cold, lows in the single digits below 0. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and cold, with highs near 0. On Sunday, increasing clouds with highs in the teens, then Monday, cloudy with light snow likely, with highs not as cold, up around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.